As for Moses, he came down from that mountaintop, carrying the God's commandments on a tablet of stone. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not use the F word. Thou shalt not covet the Sabbath and make any graven images of your neighbor in vain. Thou shalt not accept a Grammy for lip syncing. And so on, praise God. And Moses, he gave those commandments to the people of Israel. And he said to the people of Israel, please make some copies of these commandments, people of Israel, because this tablet is heavy. Not to mention, I can't fold it and put it in my pocket, people of Israel. And the people of the people of Israel, well, they made the copies. And the people, they sinned no more. And the people, they made it to the promised land where they had matzah and played rounds of softball. Let us pray. 30 minutes later. And may God go with you, son.
Thank you, Pastor Ron. Interesting sermon today.
Oh, bless you, lad, and praise the Almighty God. Yes, I remember when you was just a boy, and you once came to me and you said, Pastor Ron, the devil, he crawled inside my pants, and he took from me my ability to walk. Oh, can you make me walk again, Pastor Ron, you said, and we prayed, didn't we? And we waited like Noah in the lion's den, like Christian Slater for an acting gig, like Paul Rubens for the lights to go out. And when the time was right, I laid my hand upon you, and through the power of God, we chased the devil out of your skeletal structure, didn't we? And like the little drummer boy Jesus touched in Santa Barbara, if memory serves me, you stood and you walked, didn't you, lad? And it's because you believed that God had the healing power, and because you had my check for $250. Praise Jesus.
No, you're thinking of my brother Justin, and he still can't walk. I'm Jason, and the only thing you've ever done for me is give my guacamole dip a blue ribbon at last year's church picnic.
Praise God! 1 hour later. And that's when the Lord, he called to me, and he says to me, Ronald, you've got the power to save, Ronald. You were born to save. Just reach out your hand, son, like John the Baptist on the top of Mount St. Helens, like Mitch of Baywatch when he reached out and saved Hobie. Let the Lord work through you, Ronald, so you can save and so you can recognize when to save.
So want the combo meal then?
Yes! And the Lord said you've got to supersize! And so I supersize!
Large drink it is.
Praise God! Later that day. And the devil, he bound himself tightly within me, Margie. And Margie, he exists deep within me still. But he bubbles there on the surface, kind of toxic-like. Lodged within my loins, a ball of hellfire is what he punishes me with. It is a pain that doth linger within me. Not unlike the pain Shadrach felt in his fiery furnace. Not unlike the pain Farrah Fawcett felt on her burning bed. Not unlike the pain Katie Holmes feels from a flaming fiancé.
And you say all this was caused by a gordita, huh?
A gordita and the devil, Margie. I tell you, sister, it can't be anything but the devil himself. He's trapped inside my colon like Zacharias in the tree, like a marsupial's infant in the pouch, like Kirstie Alley's fat in a jar. And God, he wants me to suffer no more. You hear me, Margie? We got to get the devil out.
Well, I don't know what God would prescribe, but here at Walgreens, I'll recommend X-Lax.
This a X-Lax? Would it chase the devil out?
No, it'll make you crap the devil out.
And yes, God wants us all to crap out the devil, like Ebbekazeriitis crapped out the devil in the wilderness. Whoops, sorry. I think a little bit...
I think a little bit of the devil got scared and ran for the exit. You get behind me now, devil, and you stay there. Later that evening. And the Lord said, you got to rise up. You know, you got to rise up. You hear me? Like a serpent from the sands of Mesomasurius. You got to rise up and take heed.
Look, Rod, it's no big deal. It happens to a lot of guys.
No, not to me it doesn't.
Look, Sugar, we'll just take a pass on this week. I gotta go.
Look, I paid for a full hour of gay relations. The least you could do is wait for me to rise up.
Sorry, I've gotta go.
Besides, it's the devil, not me.
Sure, whatever.
The Lord, he doesn't want you to tell anybody about this. Open your ears to my testimony, Kobe. The Lord needs this to stay discreet, not unlike Job in his test of patience, not unlike Jamie Lee Curtis and her bout with hermaphroditia, not unlike Mel Gibson and his large distaste for the people of Moses. Oh, and don't let the devil make you tell anyone either, especially my congregation. Don't let the devil post the photos of his riding teeter totters in nothing but stormtrooper helmets on the internet. You hear me, Kobe? Don't let him do it. Don't let the devil do it. Praise God.